Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. Today, we are talking to the co-founders of Maggie's Mission, Donna and Steve Schmidt. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Al.
So let's get started. We've had you here before. You've got a lot of great things to talk about, but let's tell everybody again who might be checking this out for the first time, what is Maggie's Mission?
Maggie's Mission is a nonprofit foundation that we started approximately 2 years ago after, unfortunately, we lost our daughter Maggie Schmidt to a rare cancer at the age of 17. What Maggie had said to us when she was terminally ill, and she knew it, was she had requested that she did not want to see other children suffering like she was suffering. So shortly after she left us, we decided to begin this foundation, and people came into our lives to help us establish it. And our mission statement is to raise awareness and to fund research for rare cancers, and as well as help families. And so that's really what we've been doing for the last 2 years, is we've been helping to fund research for rare cancers, because unfortunately, rare cancers and pediatric cancer is severely underfunded. And that's what we're trying to help make a difference on. And there's actually, unfortunately, a lot of local family kids dealing with cancer. And so we've been able to distribute some of the money people give and help out these kids.
Now, hers was a rare cancer.
Yes.
And it was hard to determine at first what it was?
Unfortunately, we had gone to Huntington Hospital, and it was initially diagnosed as a burst cyst, right? And so she went home after major surgery, and for the next few months, she continued to present in ways that we knew there was something wrong, and unfortunately, it burst again, and this time, a few months later, they saw that it was everywhere, and it had disseminated throughout her body. It was called malignant rhabdoid tumor, and there were very little was known about it. So when we went to the hospital and the doctors, they didn't really have a rational therapy for it. So what we're doing right now is we're funding something at Memorial Sloan Kettering, where they're analyzing the tumor samples and they're trying to find the protein so that they can come up with a rational therapy. So that's where nonprofits like ours come in.
Sure. Do you sense that that is becoming a little more easy to detect? Obviously, this battle continues on proper detection, but do you sense any improvement since the time?
No. Well, the problem is if it doesn't present, there are certain markers in more common cancers that
they'll go to those first.
Yeah, there's great. There's wristbands where they're able to find things in blood count. Unfortunately, what Maggie had, even though she had surgery and the doctors were looking inside of her, they still didn't see it. So what we kind of need to deal with too is, you know, even if it's at a stage four, to be able to come up with a therapy like a targeted therapy where the body learns to recognize the cancer and attack it itself. And that's really what we're waiting. But it takes a few years to get there.
Sure. Okay. So who does Maggie's Mission serve?
We serve families and children affected by a diagnosis. And like my husband mentioned, unfortunately, there was an increase in cases of different types of pediatric cancers locally in our town. And we've actually been able to help those families out financially, because once a child is diagnosed, there's a huge burden on the family, because typically one parent has to stop working so that they can be with the child at all times in the hospital and to go back and forth to doctor's visits and so forth. So we've been able to donate almost $3,000 to local families who are affected by a pediatric cancer diagnosis.
Terrific. Tell me a little bit more about Maggie, who she was, you know, when you put all these efforts together. Obviously, you want people to know about the life of Maggie and, you know, what she stood for.
Well, Al, Maggie was just, you know, was a typical, we have a son, Steve, 21 now, and Maggie was just a typical teenager. She had a very, like, mixed group of friends. Even though She was beautiful. Of course, I said that, you know, I'm her father, but she was beautiful inside and out. We loved her dearly, and really, you know, we've come to realize how much the community and her friends loved her. She really had like a mixed group of friends, you know, not just the popular crowd, but, you know, some, I don't know how to explain, just a mixture of everybody. She was like a magnet, and she drew everybody toward her. And really, I sometimes feel like when I grow up, I want to be like Maggie. You know what I mean? I was her dad, but sometimes she almost had like this parental sort of correction of like, no, Dad, you know, that's not the right thing to do. She when she became ill, she was the strongest advocate for herself. You know, we were in the hospitals, and I was always worrying if we would upset the nurse or the doctor or something like that. But Maggie knew what was right for her, and she advocated for herself. And everything was just perfect and normal, beautiful Long Island family. And then just out of nowhere, it just came out of nowhere, this nasty disease.
Yeah.
Maggie was one of, you know, Maggie was one of the healthiest children that we knew. She never missed a day of school.
So you just didn't see this coming at all.
No,
just came out of left
field. It's shocking, you know, when you know they handed us a piece of paper, you know, when they first told us she had cancer, I couldn't grasp just how serious it was, because they suddenly handed a piece of paper and said, well, here's a clinical trial that might extend her life, you know. So that was their kind of way of telling us that she wasn't going to live. And so this clinical trial wasn't designed for her malignant rhabdoid tumor. It was for something else.
Yeah.
So again, it wasn't a rational therapy for her. And so that's what we're working on now.
Right. Working on bringing awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And helping out those who are going through it.
Yeah. I mean, within our school district, there's a couple of cases.
At least five.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple cases.
Yeah.
And another, actually, little girl that passed away, too, before Maggie ever got sick. So, And that's just not in Greenlawn, where we come from, but that's Northport, Huntington. And like I had mentioned before the interview, there's a Facebook group that's probably, I don't know if it's open to the general public. It's called LILAC is the acronym for it, but it represents the growing number of cases of pediatric cancers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just joined that group, and hopefully we'll maybe get some answers as to why there's such an increase.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't that be something? Well, tell me how you raise funds.
We host a bunch of events, fundraising events, that help us fundraise. One of them is Maggie's Challenge that we do in the local schools. Let Steve talk about it, because he's actually a teacher in South Huntington, and he's the one that initiated that. It's based on a lot of things that Maggie liked to do, and I'll let him.
So the way it kind of started was immediately after Maggie left us was that we started a GoFundMe, and that was able to raise around $60,000. And then we met someone who said, we'll help you start a nonprofit foundation. And so they did that, gratuitously. And before I started school in September, I thought, like, how am I going to face the challenge of going into these children and putting a smile on my face with, you know, this greatest tragedy that a person could deal with? And somebody who had done something with St. Jude's had said, hey, why don't we do something for Maggie to raise some money? So we conceived of this idea called Maggie's Challenge. And Donna and I, we brainstormed things that Maggie loved to do. And like doing yoga and learning choreographing
musical
dance.
Musical instrument, and choreographing dances.
Maggie loved to watch sunrises. And so we would go to the beach. She would get up at 5 in the morning and go on her own. And so we made this list. I presented it to the kids as Maggie's Challenge, and I asked them to raise some money. And my school district raised $34,000, you know, right on the get-go. So God bless them. That was a beautiful thing. And we took that momentum, and my running club, the Northport Running Club, said, hey, Steve, we could put on a race on New Year's Day. So we put on something called Maggie's Mile, and once again, I was Father Time. I dressed up as Father Time, and that was our bit. And then Donna at the school came up with sort of like the high school kids, where they do a talent show, and we call it Music for Maggie. And so the kids come up, and they sing, and it did really well last year. In fact, Music for Maggie is coming up. What date, Donna?
It's Friday, May 3rd, and tickets are on sale at the high school the day of the event, you know, in the afternoon, and it starts at 6:30. The doors open for the concert at 6:30, but there's going to be raffle baskets, and we're going to be there to represent Maggie's mission, selling Maggie gear, apparel at the concert, and there's also going to be food trucks outside starting at like 4 o'clock, and we're hoping BAB will be there too with some music to rock out the school.
Sure, absolutely. All right, so tell me about sponsorship opportunities. How do we reach you if someone's interested in doing something with you guys in particular for your event?
Well, you can visit our website at maggiesmission.org, and we have a form there to fill out that you can, you know, that asks about sponsorship opportunities, or it tells about how would you be able to help us.
And you got a phone number too, right? I think there's a...
We do. It's 631-427-4769. You can also email us at maggiegivesback@gmail.com. But we have, you know, sponsorship opportunities in terms of sponsoring our events.
Right.
And the gala too, that's coming up. We didn't talk about
Let's talk about the gala. Yeah, that's on the 31st.
It's Friday, May 31st. Okay. It's in Montauk, New York. You can look it up on our website. Again, that's maggiesmission.org/events. And we are looking for to sell sponsorship tables.
Okay.
So if there's any, you know, big organizations out there that want to support a great cause, feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, great. So you got two events coming up, May 3rd and then May 31st.
Yeah, and they're both Fridays.
May 3rd is the Music for Maggie, the high school event, which it would be a beautiful thing if anybody listening came by and you know, and saw the BAB van. I think it's the BAB van, right?
Yes. Yep, they'll be there.
And so that would be a beautiful thing, and it's great music. It's a great talent show. They could meet us if people want to share, because, you know, there are other people going through similar situations, and I would be more than happy to speak with anybody about our experiences. But that's May 3rd, and what is it, $10 a ticket, something cheap?
Yeah,
like
it's not expensive.
And there's a few raffle baskets. That's the Music for Maggie, and the gala is May 31st.
Friday in Montauk.
That was a beautiful event, and again, we're looking for anybody who would like to come join us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to say that last year's gala, we were very goal-driven in the first year of forming our organization, and last year we took in about $140,000 on top of our costs, and we were able to finalize funding our first research project at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
And I don't think we've also mentioned that Maggie's Mission was granted a $300,000 grant by a larger nonprofit, which is going to help us continue funding research led by Dr. Alex Kensis at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Fantastic. Okay, so we talked about those events. Get a website, too. People can look up for...
We do. We do. We mentioned it, but it's maggiesmission.org.
Yep. I just want to get that out of there again.
We need to.
Yep.
Repeat it, because people like me are forgetting too. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and you'll have some other events surrounding that. Tell me about those.
Well, that's going to be the challenge. So when we kind of keep ourselves busy. We keep ourselves busy all year because we feel like this is our mission in life. You know, we're in Plan B now. Without our Maggie, so we really have the events. So Maggie's challenge is sort of what we were talking about before, where the kids get to pick a list of challenges. And I work in intermediate school, so it works with young kids, 10 years old, and last year I had the Huntington School District, the South Huntington, and Harbor Fields. So if there's any other school districts on Long Island who are interested in taking Maggie's challenge next September, and you want to talk to me now, you could reach out.
It's a good time to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, do it now, and that way we can plan it out. It's real simple. It's very organized, and it's just a beautiful thing because, you know, kids are doing things like one of the challenges is giving somebody a hug, telling somebody you love them. You know, so I just find, you know, as a teacher, you know, I told you how difficult it was for me when I first came back, but I'm surrounded by just kids who show so much support. They give me the peace sign because that's kind of what I told them, you know, and you tell somebody you love them, and it's just, it's It's a wonderful event, and the money goes, like I said, back to Long Island families who need it, because it's financially devastating. I'm fortunate as a teacher, you know, that I have, you know, I was able to take the time I needed to look after our daughter when she was sick. A lot of people don't have that opportunity, and just the bills. Yeah, the cost.
You don't realize what insurance covers and what it doesn't.
Yeah, and it's travel.
It's
costs.
A fortune. So you know we're able to, you know, through people's generosity, that through fundraising, we're able to take it and redistribute it to people who need it, and that's what we're doing.
So there are some great stories around your effort, including one that includes the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know you told it the last time you were here, but let's go through that one again. This is an amazing story. On the topic of who your supporters are.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, right before she was diagnosed with cancer, she was sick and in the hospital, and we didn't know. She had asked to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Madison Square Garden. So we actually applied for a nonprofit to send us tickets and VIP passes, but unfortunately that fell through. So at the last minute, we were sort of stuck with not being able to tell Maggie that we didn't have the tickets to the concert, but luckily my sister-in-law, Michelle, who's also on our board of directors, was able to pull through and get us a box room donated at Madison Square Garden, and it was catered, and we got Maggie and the whole entire family, actually Maggie's boyfriend and us, to go and watch the concert in February of 2017. And Maggie still thought that she was going to get backstage, but unfortunately, we didn't have a way to do that. And my sister-in-law was outside the room crying, and a security guard walked up to her, and he said, "Why are you crying?" And she told him the story, and he said, "Hold on, give me a few minutes. I know some people." They came back to the room, said, "Give me four people." So my husband, myself, Maggie, and her boyfriend, we all went backstage, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers were just coming off stage. They're all sweaty, and they hadn't showered or changed. And there was Maggie, and I think because they weren't expecting her and because of who she was, they embraced her. They asked her to come back the next night, which we couldn't because we were going to Florida, and they wound up dedicating the song Don't Forget Me to Maggie the next night at the Garden. And then they found her contact information. They reached out and said, you know, any concert that she wanted to go to, she was welcome to attend as a VIP. And after Maggie was diagnosed as terminal in April 2017, we wound up going to two concerts in Florida. We got we were very fortunate and got a private jet donated for the trip down because Maggie was too sick to fly commercially. And she met the Red Hot Chili Peppers again backstage.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And they also donated $25,000 to our organization. Wow. When we first started. Last year, Fender donated a guitar, which the Red Hot Chili Peppers signed, and that garnered $36,000 at our silent auction at the gala.
That's so cool.
So, they've done a lot for our family, and to this day, we actually keep in touch with Josh Klinghoffer, who's the guitarist for them, and our family. My husband, my son, and I have gone to Brazil to see them last year, and I just recently came back from Australia and saw them in three different concerts in Australia.
Wow.
So
how are they sounding these days? I haven't heard them in a while.
They sound awesome.
Not surprising.
They're actually playing in playing in Egypt March 15th.
They were at the Grammys,
and you could watch it live.
Yeah, that's right. I just forgot that they were at the Grammys. They did that collab, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah,
and it's a new song. So they're making records.
They're still making music.
Yeah.
And we've followed them around the world, and you know they fill up huge stadiums.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And by the way, there's going to be at the gala. We have Fender donating another guitar this year, and it will be signed by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whoa!
So if anybody's interested,
I could come to the gala so you can bid on it.
Cool. All right. So tell me more about how people can find out about Maggie's mission. You know, get into this and support.
Mm-hmm. We can always use volunteers to be a part of our event committees. There is an application on our website to do so.
Okay, give that website address again.
Yeah, it's maggiesmission.org.
Okay.
Or email us at maggiegivesback@gmail.com.
You got Facebook, you got Instagram, I'm seeing here
too.
Yeah,
follow us on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates on our foundation about what we're doing and, you know, added events, because we're always looking to fine tune our programs and fundraising opportunities. So definitely follow us.
And scouts can get their hours. You know, they need to get hours. They can get their hours by volunteering for Maggie's Mission, because we always have plenty of work to be done.
Yeah. Okay. So we've been talking about progress. It sounds like you guys have done a lot since the last time we talked, but sum it up. Tell me how the community has responded to this in general.
You want me to take this, Donna?
No? Well, I have something special that I'd like to share.
Sure.
So because we've spoken about the fact that there's been an increase in pediatric cancers in not only our community, but elsewhere on Long Island, we've received a ton of support in our community through donations and an outpouring of love since we began. The children who have been diagnosed and the families that have been affected have been particularly supportive of our foundation. When we find out a kid has cancer, we usually send them like a little Maggie gear tote filled with like hats, bracelets, whatever. And it's really sweet to see them sharing on Facebook and on their social media, wearing our foundation's gear. Because I feel like we've given hope to children who are out there suffering like Maggie did. So that's been really rewarding. And I would say that's probably the single most rewarding part about what we've been doing. And I also wanted to say that, along with Maggie, they are the reason why we are so dedicated to finding and funding cures. And I have a little card that somebody recently sent us. I actually got it in the mail yesterday for a family we supported. And I'd just like to read it, if you don't mind.
Of course.
It says, "Dear Maggie's Mission, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your generous and much-needed gift that we received last year. My daughter has been battling leukemia since October, and your gift has helped us with the significant financial challenges that come with it. Sadly, my wife passed away the same month our daughter was diagnosed, and your gift gave us an emotional lift at a very difficult time." And then he goes on to say that they've enclosed a donation back to our foundation, which is just a beautiful thing. But, I mean, that's just one card we've gotten. There's been numerous ones. And for us, it's helping others where the real gratitude and thankfulness comes in for us to do this.
What's the next step? What's something on your minds now about moving forward? Obviously, we've talked about the events that are coming up, so those are big. What's a big general thought on where to go in the coming months with what you've done and what you need to do that hasn't really been covered yet? We talked about the medical progress. Obviously, that's huge. Anything else that we haven't talked about? You want volunteers, obviously.
Yeah.
We want volunteers, and I really would love to see Maggie's challenge in the schools taking off. I'd love to see that.
So more schools adopting it. Yeah.
Adopting it in whatever capacity, even if it's a minor thing.
How many schools are in it right now?
Well, we have Harbor Fields, which is Greenlawn Centerport. We have South Huntington. And Huntington did their own version of it. Massapequa, they're looking into helping us out next year. So by doing that, then you have kids being good citizens and good learning good values, and then we're taking that and just, like I said, redistributing it back to local families and to research, and God willing, we find a cure, we save lives. And, that's really what we're trying to do is carry on with the mission.
And the response you've heard as far as these schools participating in the program have been tremendous. You've witnessed some of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's work. Like, people, like, sometimes when you first knock on it, the ones that do it, they love doing it.
Getting that
person who says, hey, I'm willing to help, tell me what I need to do. So that's the challenge for me, is trying to get some people who says, hey, I'll do this in my school.
Okay. So contact information again. Let's give it one more time.
It's maggiesmission.org.
Okay. And you got the Facebook, you got the Instagram, the phone number. What's phone number again?
631-427-4769.
Yeah, you got your numbers now. Not putting you on the spot. Guys, it's been great. Continued success. It sounds like you've been rolling with this really well. So Let's just keep this thing moving and getting bigger and better every day. It's Maggie's Mission with Donna and Steve Schmidt. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. And don't forget, you got the two events coming up in May. Mention those one more time.
We have Music for Maggie, May 3rd at Harborfields High School. Tickets are on sale before 6:30 when the event actually starts and the doors open.
Okay.
And then we have our Maggie's Mission Angelversary Gala. It's the second annual one, and that's in Montauk on May 31st, Friday. And that is from 6:30 till 11.
Great. Don and Steve, thanks for joining us. You've been plugged into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI.